Well, we just heard Lara's theme from Dr. Zhivago, the Boston Pops conducted by Arthur Fiedler with Maurice Jarre's beloved piece. Here with the New Classical FM, my name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. And today we are headed to the MZTV Museum of Television online with a virtual tour. Have a listen to this.
When in Toronto, be sure to visit the MZTV Museum of Television, featuring the world's most comprehensive collection of televisions.
I like it very much.
The rarest and most famous TVs from around the world can be found in only one place. The MZTV Museum of Television. Take a tour today.
Now, before the pandemic, I would arrive at the Zoomerplex here in downtown Toronto and see enthusiastic culture vultures taking in the MZTV Museum of Television. Of course, the physical experience of visiting the museum has been put on hold given the pandemic, but you can now explore the museum from the comfort of your own home with a virtual tour. And people have been doing just that. MZTV.com has seen a massive increase in traffic, and our team has revamped the site for your viewing and learning enjoyment. The MZTV Museum and Archive seeks to protect, preserve, and promote the receiving instruments of television history. The focus is on the history of the technology as well as the TV sets themselves. Online at mztv.com/tour, you can explore everything from the pioneers who helped to create the technology to features on Marilyn Monroe, Felix the Cat, and Elvis Presley.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
Joining me on the line with more on this popular virtual tour is the MZTV Museum of Television Director of Social Media and Outreach, Daryl Comaromi. Welcome, Daryl.
Hi, Mark. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
You know, we heard a little bit this tour just in the last few moments, the contents of the museum, but help us understand why Moses Neimer is so passionate about this collection. Why was it conceived this way?
Well, you know, I think I'll start with a little story. Going back to 1963, Moses Neimer was, he took a meeting with Peter Goldmark, who was an engineer at CBS Labs. And Peter Goldmark had this incredible Philco Predicta pedestal television in his office. And Moses couldn't take his eyes off it. He was captivated by its beauty and just its elegance.
A beautiful machine.
Mm-hmm. It's if you haven't seen one, you could definitely see it on the tour on stop number 6. But he actually offered to buy the set. He wanted it so much. And, of course, Mr. Goldmark said, well, no, absolutely not. You're going to have to find your own. And, of course, in 1963, there was no internet, so it wasn't exactly easy to find one. And Moses started his search for a Philco Predicta pedestal of his own. And it wasn't until literally decades later that he found one, and he curated it, he bought it, and he realized at this time that televisions were often just tossed like a toaster, as opposed to, you know, kept and saved and treated with respect like the silverware would be, for example. And so this is when he realized how rare they were, and it inspired an incredible collection that's over 350 sets strong now, worth over $25 million. So it's an incredible collection. And, of course, he's very passionate about sharing that with the world.
So many different styles. There's an evolution we can explore, and we'll get to more of that here. And it endures as a, you know, a delivery system to this day. I mean, the technology's changed a little, but in the end, we still go to our television for entertainment and information. And this device remains such an important cultural connector.
Well, I think that's more than fair, considering that we have TVs in our pockets on our smartphones and every computer we use and you know, all the devices we use that have a screen derive from this technology. So to understand the history of it, it really does bring some, you know, some really interesting insight to what we're using today.
So the virtual experience at mztv.com/tour, very busy right now. Lots of people taking the time to learn about the history of the television, the styles of televisions. What did your team decide to do with the site when you knew you were getting extra visitors and just in preparation for this last couple of months?
Well, we've been going through and giving it a bit of a facelift and making it more functional and adding more content to it, including videos and audio. There's a narrative tour where you can listen about each of the different stops at the museum. There are 15 stops, and I highly recommend that if any of your listeners get a chance and they have not actually physically stepped foot in the museum, when the doors are reopened physically, they should definitely make a trip. But in the meantime, this tour online is definitely a beautiful way to experience the collection from the comfort of home.
15 stops on the virtual tour, as you just mentioned, all free, by the way, mztv.com/tour. Have a listen to this.
1939. Television is ready to make its official public debut. The setting could hardly be more perfect. The New York World's Fair. Its theme, the world of tomorrow. And the world of tomorrow became the world of today. The RCA exhibit building, where on April 29th, 1939, David Sarnoff stated, "We have added radio sight to sound."
And we've done the same thing here in this particular studio. People can watch on YouTube and so on. But in those days, a big deal, that is a video you can watch on the virtual tour. Stop number 5, the New York World's Fair, which was a big moment in the history of television. And it's right there for you to enjoy on the tour. Give us an example of several of the other stops that we can look forward to as we peruse the site.
Well, there's stops that we have Elvis Presley's personal TV that was in the Graceland kitchen.
Oh, my gosh.
He had a TV that was hooked up the spare channel to the security camera in the Graceland kitchen. And so we have, you can see that set and learn a little bit more about Elvis and his love for television.
Preparing for his FBI work, perhaps.
Right. Well, you know what's interesting, Mark, is I'm not sure if you're aware, but Elvis Presley was known to shoot his televisions on occasion when he got very upset. He would actually shoot his TV.
Right. We're not talking with a film camera.
No, we're talking with a revolver.
Right.
And fortunately, this one never got shot, and it's quite beautiful. And it's a really great set to check out. That's I believe that's stop 13. And then, of course, Marilyn Monroe's TV is also in the collection, which is really an amazing TV to look at. She made 3 television appearances before she was taken from the world. And, you know, she had her own TV that was taken from her living room when she was doing films to her trailer on set, and she could watch TV between her takes. So those are a couple of great celebrity sets. There are many other stops that speak to the different styles of televisions and different categories from, you know, the space age to the pre-war television sets and, of course, post-war television sets. But I think one very notable, amazing part of the museum are 2 current exhibits that are on, which have their own stops, honoring the pioneers of television, including John Logie Baird from Scotland, who made the very first television, which was mechanical-based. It actually had moving parts.
My goodness.
The electronic television, which was invented by Philo T. Farnsworth. And there are some great videos on both of those exhibit stops that really dig into their legacy and what they brought and how they brought television to the world.
It's a great tour. The place to visit, once again, mztv.com/tour. Take the virtual tour, as so many have over the last few weeks. And MZTV Museum of Television Director of Social Media and Outreach, Daryl Komoromi. Daryl, thank you for being here today and shedding some light on this.
My pleasure, Mark, and thank you for having me on.
You're with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM. That is our look at the arts.